Welcome to What's Up Wednesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
So you guys hear about this?
Oh boy.
Okay, so
it depends. We'll hear about what?
Okay, well, Kev, we're gonna need that intro song for the Activision Blizzard update. So just hit us with that intro. Go ahead.
We hate the union. We had Activision. We hate the union. We're so fucked.
Audio jungle.
Thank you, Doug.
I was waiting for it. Yep. So Activision Blizzard back in the news as, well, first of all, someone came forward. A very brave soul went public with her story about being sexually kind of verbally assaulted and even inappropriately touched and things of that nature, and came out. That's been big, one big story. So I like to say, you know, thank you to her. It was a very brave thing to do. She still works for the company. So I, you know, she was even demoted as backlash for bringing it up and trying to report it at work. She has, she's gone through a lot, so hopefully this helps get Bobby Kotick out. Still somehow hasn't, and now the talks have started that they want to, the Activision Blizzard employees want to unionize, and of course, an exec sent an email discouraging and potentially threatening unionization, like, you know, you got to think about what could happen here if you guys decide to do this. Like, you know, the consequences of you even speaking about this stuff. And come to find out, the exec that sent out this email was, and I'm sorry for getting political, I know, but it has to be brought up. I guess it was one of Trump's right-hand men.
Yeah, I remember it was a big deal when he went to work there. Yeah.
Yerp. And so how he got on with Activision, I do not know.
Because
he's a powerful person.
Yeah.
One of those trash human beings that runs a corporation and tries to union bust anyone who's trying to get a livable wage out of them. And basically it keeps happening across corporate America, across every industry, wrestling, you know, performance art, anything, man, unionize, man. I don't know.
I'm a big fan of unions because it seems like they need to come back in a big way, because people are getting very much taken advantage of in the workforce in these days.
Yeah, there's just been such a strong like campaign against them over the years that people associate them with being bad and evil. And then, they take your paycheck. You know, they take a large portion of your paycheck. And it's like, yeah, but not enough for it to matter when it comes down to the fact that because of them, I'm getting like reasonable like work hours and pay and
yearly raises.
And yearly raises and
actual vacations and sick time. And unions have been a fantastic thing and a part of American history. And they went to bat for their employees, and it needs to happen to more companies who are doing this sort of shit. I'm a big fan of it. And people are like, it goes, there's a video I watched recently about Amazon and the way that they kind of unionize bust. And it's funny because of the fact that we watched a film, called Black Friday. And didn't that have a mocking thing in it, right? That with or no, was it that one? I swear it was. No, it wasn't. I'm sorry. It was on what's it called? Who's the guy on Sundays who is on HBO? He does a weekly.
John Oliver?
John Oliver. Is it John Oliver? Yeah. John Oliver did a skit where it was essentially showing what these videos actually do with Amazon, and the ones from Amazon leaked as well. And it scares the shit out of people. It makes it seem like you're going to lose your job and lose all your money. But in reality, it's such a great thing. So a lot of people need it. So I really, God damn, I wish this Activision Blizzard shit would end.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, tired of talking
about it's. Well, and speaking of the whole unionizing too, I mean, Amazon, you know, over this last weekend, there was tornadoes that hit through Kentucky and parts of Illinois and Missouri. Mm-hmm. And in Edwardsville, Illinois, there was an Amazon facility that the roof got tore off of. And there's at least 6 people dead as of this recording. And it's like they put people there knowing that there was a fucking tornado, you know, like that there was tornadoes coming and they wouldn't let them leave. And like, it's just the conditions. I mean, we've all heard about the conditions Amazon kind of puts their workers through. And it's like, now we have 6 people dead because of it. I think, you know, if we would have had a union, we would have had some better working conditions in this and might have been able to prevent something like this, you know, having people there after midnight on a Friday night.
They're there 24/7, man. It's a constantly running business. Activision employees have also launched a strike fund on GoFundMe as a way to stop working and for them to still be supported while they go on strike. And they want Bobby gone. They want things to change. And so far, it launched 2 days ago as of this recording, and they've raised $288,000 out of $1 million goal in 2 days. So things are going well with them, and hopefully they get what they want. Fucking please, Jesus Christ, fucking leave Bobby. The Game Awards happened over the week, and I watched it. Kev, did you watch it?
Yeah.
I know Doug probably didn't. He's not into award shows. But the trailers were great. I did this year did feel a little bit different. I did look at it a little differently this year because I was just like, God damn, Jeff Keighley is nothing but a walking commercial. That is his thing. He just this whole thing is a commercial, and I got sucked into watching it.
Yep. Yeah.
And yeah. I was like, there's hardly any awards being given out. There's two songs that get played. And I was like, and then it's all just commercials. And I was like, oh my God, I'm an idiot.
Then they force us through an Imagine Dragons set.
God. I mean, I enjoyed a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff did get announced that I really liked. There's a lot of stuff I didn't really give a shit about. And so maybe next year I'll just do what Doug did and sit out and then watch him on YouTube later.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
Pick and choose. Yeah, because like IGN and other places had a like one video that had all of the like new release trailers or you know all in one video. So you just sit there for like 15 minutes and watch all those.
It's 3 hours of your life, and you're just like, this is just all trailers.
It wasn't bad, but yeah, it was definitely, you're right. It was all promotional. I think they had too many performances. Like there was way too many of those going on. And it's just like, I think they could have shortened that. I mean, it could have been like a 3 hour show it could have made it 2 hours to be honest. And I think that would have been the perfect time. They went way over on it, but they had a lot going on. I don't know. They could have, what was it in 2020? I think it was better because they were just doing the reveals because they didn't have a full audience there. You know, I think that probably ended up being better that way.
It's just not an award show. Like they call it an award show, but it's not like it's not the main focus. Maybe it was at one point, but they had something like 45 trailers that were shown, and they gave away like maybe 5 or 6 awards on that stage. I don't know. Maybe it was more, but it sure didn't seem like it.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 awards. I'll give them credit for that. But it all seemed a lot of the awards were given out in the pre-show. And I just feel like there just wasn't enough of that, like giving the industry its nod and its credit and its due. But who can turn down a fucking $1 million paycheck when you're like, hey, will you show this? I don't know. Yeah. We should be hearing speeches from people. There's $1 million. Mm-hmm. Dollars. Well, fuck those people. Yeah, let's run this trailer. They should just reprint. Like, he should, I guess it feels more like an E3 event than it does an award show, I guess, to me anyways.
Yeah, I can see that.
So but those are fun. Like, we get together at E3. We used to anyways, because that's mm-hmm. what they did, but those never lasted 3 hours. We were in and out in like 30 minutes to an hour, and we had fun in a chat room talking about it and stuff, and it was fun because it was all focused on that company, and like there was cool announcements and stuff. So I don't know. This just seemed, it's just felt different. And I didn't know how I felt about it until recently. I was just like, yeah, I could do without this.
Yeah. Just get to the point.
Yeah.
Cut the fluff.
Mm-hmm. And they released all the trailers right on video game award, on their YouTube page. They released them right after every trailer that they showed. So I was like,
so there you go.
You're not missing out on much. I mean, you could go back and just watch it. But anywho, it was fine. Big takeaway from that was the new Star Wars game was announced.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars Eclipse.
Yeah.
Which is set in the High Republic. And they just couldn't help themselves. They had to put a legacy character in there, which was Yoda.
Yoda's around.
I know, but I was just like, there's always got to be something connecting Star Wars to like the current timeline.
I mean, but canonically he'd be there, right? I mean, motherfucker, almost 900 years old.
Yep.
I will say, I'm on my third or fourth High Republic book right now, and Yoda is like barely in it at all. Like, he's always, he's mentioned, but he's never like there. Mm-hmm. They talk about him, but he's off doing his own thing. Whatever Yoda's doing at this point, but is he
still on the council? The council?
I think so.
Yeah. He's been in that room for like fucking 200 years. It hasn't changed. Like, they showed that trailer, and I was just like, really? This shit still looks like this from the High Republic?
There was some ships and stuff too. There was some Trade Federation ships where I was like, and I'm in my head going like, it's only 100 years. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's fine. It's sure. Some things still look the same. Yeah, our boats still kind of look the same as they did 100 years ago. Sure. I mean, things have gotten better, but sure. Okay, it's fine. Don't think about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the thing about like the Millennium Falcon is that, like, I don't know if this is still canon, but at the time, like, that ship was almost 1,000 years old. Like, they, it's just how it is. It's an old ass like model of a ship.
And you got to think, if you build these giant spaceships, they're meant to last. They're meant to be living, like, essential planets, because they're as big as a fucking planet sometimes. You know, and it's just like they house fucking million people to do their jobs, and so.
Yeah, and you have to assume that, like, things like resources and stuff, too. Like, the amount of resources it would take to build something like that. Like, yeah, you build it to last forever because you don't have the resources to build a new model every year and then scrap the old ones.
You know, that you would think that, but somehow, some way, in Star Wars, they're always building new giant ships. Where do they get the money for this?
There's a billion planets, man. Like, that was the whole thing about the Empire, is that they didn't pay for shit.
Yeah, that's true. It's slave labor.
So essentially slave labor, and that's where they would get all the parts and stuff. All the mining colonies and stuff are all slave labor. Or prison labor. But that's slave labor. I mean, they arrest you for like jaywalking, and the next thing you know, you're spending the next 20 years mining elements on some planet to build their starships. But yeah, I mean, that was kind of that's like the whole deal about the Republic, or not the Republic, the Empire. But the Republic did that shit too, sort of. They just weren't as, I don't know, because there's definitely Republic prison planets also where the prisoners would mine. I mean, you look at Kessel.
I mean, we make our prisoners make license plates and shit here, and in Texas.
Although so. I guess technically, you know, people would argue that, like, well, the Republic wasn't involved in Kessel, and that was in the Outer Rim, and that was beyond their control, and that was in, like, I don't know if it's in Hutt space, but you know what I mean, like. Once it gets out of the Republic space, like, that's where you see a lot of that. But when the Empire came in, they were like, okay, now that's all of ours. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. Put it on our tab.
Yep. We'll pay you good. We'll pay the people who run it well. Because that's all I have to pay for, and that's nothing. Mm-hmm. That's in the grand scheme, when you're not having to pay for the mining operations, you're just paying for the people that run it. They ain't nothing. I don't know.
And then what else? What else was shown? What are the games? Cuphead DLC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is I get that, like, you know, it's all hand drawn, so obviously it takes forever. But I was like, just DLC? Like, that's all we're talking about today? Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Alan Wake 2.
Oh yeah, I was really Alan Wake 2. Hellblade 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that thing looked like, at some points it tricked me. I was like, this is photorealistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would look really good. I have no desire to play it because it looks too scary.
Yep, same. And it's all has to do with, like, mental illness and stuff, and I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Not that that's bad. It's just that it freaks me out, and I don't want to do it. It's scary.
Yeah, you know, I watched it, and I wasn't... The one video I watched with, like... It had, like... 30 something trailers in it, because there was like a Wonder Woman like cinematic reveal trailer, but it didn't show anything, so like, okay, we'll see. Well, who, I don't know, whatever. It's Monolith, I think it's making that, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And what then, else is Monolith made?
What's they were Fear? Responsible for the
Fear.
Yes, but also the games that we all like, the Lord of the Rings, the new ones.
Okay. We'll see.
What was it? You know, what looked really good was the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Yes.
That looked like Rocksteady. A lot of fun. I was like, oh shit! If this is anything like Guardians of the Galaxy, this is gonna be a blast.
Yeah. Agreed.
What if it's gonna be multiplayer?
That'd be fun too.
Not sure.
Yeah, because you got all these characters with their own abilities and whatnot. So it'd be fun to be able to, like, yeah, to go tag team some of these fights and stuff.
I was expecting at least a Fable or something.
I wasn't expecting anything like that.
I wanted it.
I don't know if this is announced at the game, but. Jerry, you shared with us a photo of, like, a leaked email of, like, things to come, and on that list was Sniper Elite 5, and sure as shit, there's a trailer out for Sniper Elite 5.
Oh, that was from you, which if you haven't watched it, you gotta watch it. It's fucking hilarious. Dave and Gata did an Xbox commercial, and it was to announce that Xbox PC Game Pass is just being renamed to PC Game Pass. And they did a pitch meeting, and it was like an episode of Dave, and it was fucking awesome.
Okay,
yeah, it was pretty funny.
It's so funny.
So that email is what's in the background of that video.
Yeah, he goes, yeah, we got this. I'm not gonna ruin it for you. After we get done here, I'm just gonna let you play it. I know. Mm-hmm. I'll see your reaction. I'll pull it up and I'll send you the link. Okay. Which I guess we could leave now, because it's we're already past our time.
We served our time.
All right, well, that's it. Yeah, we're done here.
We're done.
Tomorrow, Thursday, stay tuned. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.